I see Audio Boo has given us 10 minutes instead of the usual 5 minutes. They've upgraded their terms of service. All I need now is a partner, and then we can start an Audio Boo podcast. So what I wanted to talk to you about today, I've noticed a lot of headlines this year in London, particularly from last Thursday, Evening Standard, from the first day, the 26th of June 2014. The poll shows historic change of view. We want house prices to fall, say 50%. This is not going to happen. Not in my lifetime. And I guess what's happening in London and likewise in the South East is that prices are shooting up for houses, and also rents are also increasing. To counter that, you would have expected salaries and contractor rates to also have increased, even if slightly. I think the problem is here is that, and I did some checking last week, that I was surprised that contractor rates have stagnated to more or less where they've been for exactly a decade. You read that here, you heard that here. I've actually written this on my blog, a decade. And I flipped over on the same, flip the tab, and you can see that permanent salaries have also sort of differed around the 50,000, 60,000 average in the United Kingdom, which is a bit of nonsense, really, because it shows that our money hasn't tracked the consumer price index in the UK. For people outside the United Kingdom, we have this thing called the CPI index, which is effectively a measure of the cost of living. I'd digress a little bit here. You've also got the retail price index, which is basically the price of a tin of beans or a shirt or you know, things that you need to sustain your living, your life, actually. So I did a little calculation on that blog entry, which shows you, like, I took the lowest contractor wage, which was £350 per day, and then compounded it over the 10 years over the average CPI. And I found that that contractor who earned £350 per day in 2004 should really be earning like around £464 per day or something like that, give and take whatever sessions we had. And so I was quite surprised that the average price around London is still about £425. So it just goes to show that as digital workers, we're not earning the craft that we would actually like to see. And I wonder why that is. Is it because of clients? Is it because of recruitment agencies? Or is it because of us? We are not pushing ourselves or demanding more. Now, if the case in point is this. If you look at the underground, the London Underground tube workers, the train drivers go on strike. And that's it. It totally collapses the entire workflow. I wonder seriously if digital workers would ever go on strike to demand better pay. Because we're not going to achieve the benefits of what we do for work. And it's just going to go madder and madder. Anyway, that's just my opinion. And I'll see you at Java 1 or Agile on the Beach. Bye for now.